I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The unregistered evangelical church in Belarus could face difficulty in the days ahead. Forum 18 News reports evangelicals are being threatened to withdraw their signatures from state registration applications. If one name is withdrawn, they have to start over, and that's forcing some churches to worship illegally. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says this isn't affecting their work, though.
The Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists is the main body there. They do indeed, you know, get pressure with new churches, but those that are registered and have their own buildings are pretty much left alone to function. They just can't, you know, do anything outside of their buildings.
Next, Eritrean authorities arrested 150 Christians from at least five of the country's outlawed churches in the last week. Mendifera police did a house-to-house search for known members of Pentecostal churches and the Orthodox Renewal Movement. That brings the total of incarcerated Christians to over 2,000. Open Doors is urging prayer for the persecuted church of Eritrea, especially during the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on Sunday, November 12th. MNN will be airing a special IDOP broadcast. Check your local station for airtime. And a second great crate from Christian Resources International just made it into Andhra Pradesh, India. CRI's Fred Palmerton says the contents of a typical container reaches close to 100,000 people. They need funding help to process each container.
They bless the hearts of students who are enrolled in the seminary, and about 75% of the material that go over can be used for street evangelizing. And they're also used in churches and for church planting. We send Sunday school material, VBS kind of material, and tracts.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.